The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. What many consider the most beautiful bird in North America is only a single color. The great egret gets its name from its 3 to 4 feet in height, but it gets its beauty from its breeding plumage. In the spring, the males and the females have these very fine little wispy feathers that come off of their back and their neck that make them so remarkable that whether you're in a boat as a kid, as I was when I grew up in Florida, or you're a tourist driving down the Alligator Alley today, you would literally stop to look at this wonder of nature. Unfortunately, those feathers are what almost led to their extinction. In the late 19th and early 20th century, the mating plumes from the great egret were so sought after for ladies' hats, and they were so rare that they sold for $32 an ounce, which at that time was twice the price of gold. Four birds were killed for a single ounce of plumes. This, in fact, is the reason that the National Audubon Society was formed, to help protect the birds, mostly in southern Florida, from the millinery field that were killing them by the millions just for fashion.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.